After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection.
Dostigao si mene, velike duše koje su jogi i puni predanosti, nikad se više ne vraćaju u ovaj privremeni svijet puni bijeda, jer su dostigli najviše savršenstva. Smisao je do božanske milosti da isišu obativanke sa mirovima. Ovaj privremeni materijalni svijet pun je bijede, rođenja, starosti, bolesti i smrti, i zato se onaj tko dostigne najviše savršenstva i vrhovni planet Krišna Loku Govaka Vrindavana, prirodno ne želi vratiti. Vrhovni je planet opisan u Vedskoj književnosti kao Avjakta, Akshara i Paramgati, drugim riječima, taj planet iznad dosega naše materijalne vizije i neobjašnje, ali predstavlja najviši cilj, odredište Mahatma, velikih duša. Mahatme primaju transcendentalne poruke od poznatih bhakta i tako postupno razvijaju predanost služenju svjesnosti Krišne. S vremenom postoji toliko obuzete transcendentalnim služenjem da se ne žele više uzdići ni na jednu od materijalnih planeta, niti žele biti prenesene na neki duhovni planet. Žele samo Krišnu i Krišnino društvo i ništa više. To je najviše savršenstvo života. Ovaj stih posebno opisuje personalise, bhakte svjesni gospodina Krišne. Bhakte svjesni Krišne dostižu najviše savršenstvo života. Drugim riječima, one su najuzvišenije duše.
Yoga is very popular.
Yoga je jako popularno.
But there are different types of yoga.
Ali postoje različiti tipovi yoga.
The hatha yoga or physical yoga.
Hatha yoga ili fizička yoga.
It's a preparation to do meditation.
To je priprema za meditaciju.
Then there's the actual going deep into the meditational yoga.
I onda se stvari ide duboko u meditacijsku yoga.
That's called the Ashtanga Yoga.
Ashtanga Yoga.
Then there's the there before that there's another yoga called Jnana Yoga, which is yoga of knowledge.
A prije toga dolazi Jnana Yoga, koja je yoga znanja.
There's a yoga of active work, which is called Karma Yoga.
Postoji yoga aktivnog djelovanja, što je Karma Yoga.
But the devotional yoga, that is something special.
Ali devocijska yoga, to je nešto posebno. Because
here in this verse it says yogis in devotion.
Jer ovdje u ovom stihu se kaže yogi u devociji.
They achieve the supreme personality of Godhead.
Oni dostižu svevišnju božansku osobu.
They go to the highest abode in the spiritual world.
Oni odlaze u najviše prebivalište u duhovnom svijetu.
And they don't have to therefore come back to the temporary material world, which is filled with miseries. They've achieved the highest perfection. I mean, it's so wonderful to know what actually is the highest perfection. Here we're getting directly from Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, what is the highest perfection? To achieve Krishna.
Dostići Krishna.
To achieve the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Dostići tu svevišnju božansku osobu.
Krishna is the name in Sanskrit.
Krishna ime na sanskritu.
Which in Arabic is Allah.
Koje je na arabskom Allah.
Which in English is God.
Što je na engleskom God ili Bog.
And in Bosnian is?
A na bosanskom je Bog.
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 Bog. Bog. So in different languages he has different names. So this yoga is the yoga of how to achieve him. How to meet him. How to serve him directly. So it's considered the most confidential of all self-realization processes.
Stoga se to smatra najpovjerljivim od svih procesa samospoznanja.
This verse specifically talks about that spiritual abode.
Ovaj stih posebno govori o tom duhovnom prebivalištu.
And it talks a little bit about this material world.
I govori nešto malo o materijalnom svijetu.
This material world is described as dukalojam.
Ovaj materijalni svijet je opisan kao dukalojam.
As well as asasvatam.
A također kao šašvatam.
Dukha means misery.
Dukha znači nesreća.
Have any of you ever experienced any misery in your life?
Da li je neko od vas iskusio neku nesreću u životu?
Some hands are going up and down. Can I get a clear vote here? Oh. So this is like miseries could be in a number of varieties.
Nesreće mogu doći u različitim oblicima.
One is a disease.
Na primjer, jedna je bolest.
Have any of you ever experienced any disease? Then another type of misery is getting old. Most of you are young, but few of us are getting old. So anybody expect to experience any old age this life? Then there's the misery of experiencing death. You know anybody who has died at all here in Bosnia? So death is another misery. And the Vedas say the fourth misery is that after dying you have to come back again. You start all over again. Okay, these are like major kind of miseries. In between there's other kinds of miseries, which are described as adidaivik, adibhautik, and adiatmika. So the adiatmika means the trouble from our own body. That would include disease, but also could include other things. Like maybe itching. Or maybe you can't get to sleep. Or maybe anxiety. I was at a Rath Yatra in where was that? Which Rath Yatra? So many Rath Yatras.
Yes,
no, Cologne. Rath Yatra in Cologne, Germany. And there was one young man there. He's standing. I don't know why I walked up to him and said, you know, Vigets, how are you? And he said, you know, I'm really bad. My girlfriend left me. And I feel very depressed. So I came here to Cologne to meet some friends to try to get my head together. And I can tell you that when I see you people singing and dancing, I somehow feel better. So it seems that there are some people out there who are having mental anxiety also. Any of you ever experienced anxiety? Be honest. So, like that's Adi Atmika, mind and body giving us trouble. Adibhautika is other entities giving us trouble.
Adibhautika su druga živa bića koji nam zadaju nevolje.
You may not be doing anything to harm anybody.
Možda ne činite ništa da biste nanijeli nažal nešto drugom.
But somebody can rob your car.
Neko može opet provaliti auto.
Or they can steal from you or something else, or they can beat you or... Or maybe it's some kind of insects or bugs or dogs, cats, tigers, so many other kind of living entities that can cause us trouble. Maybe somebody you love, somebody you care about. They say something to you so painful that it goes right to your heart. Has anybody ever suffered from another entity? Could be a subtle entity. Or a gross entity. Gross. Gross body. So everyone has their experiences. Then there's Adidaivika. That means things that are beyond our control. The rain, the snow, the earthquakes. We in Asia, we faced this year in January and December, we faced a tsunami. At least Bosnia doesn't have tsunami problem. Maybe just the coast, a little small. But so like that, the earthquake, volcanoes, maybe some kind of accidents which are out of our control. But you've had your share of problems from war. So this material world like that, it has problems that come from so many directions. Maybe when we're young, we don't think of it so much. You know, or even when you're young, sometimes you get a stomach ache, sometimes you get mental anxiety, sometimes you get complexion problem. So many, but generally youth is maybe less, you think. Some feeling of enjoyment is there more. But not me. When I was a youth, you never saw me smile. Yeah, before I came to Krishna consciousness, I always was... Any photo. By the age of 19, I was convinced there's no happiness in this material world. I was looking for the alternative. So here we find that there is an alternative. Now, of course, most religions talk about a heaven. Some place to go and you're happy. The Vedas say that there's two levels of heaven. There's a heaven where you go and have material happiness. But that's not a permanent place. You go there for some time, you enjoy, then you burn out your karmas, your merits, and you come down again to earth.
svoju dobru karmu, onda se vratite opet na zemlju.
So you go up, down, up, down, up, down. But what we're talking about in this verse is the supreme destination. The kingdom of God. To be in the personal abode with the Supreme Lord. You go there, you don't come back. That's the highest perfection.
To je najviše savršenstvo.
To achieve the Supreme Lord, His direct service, association.
Dostići tog svevišnjeg gospodina, direktno služenje.
So these devotional yogis, personalists, that's what they want.
Devocijski yogi, personalisti, to je ono što oni žele.
Hanuman, who is a great devotee of Lord Ram, he was offered blessings.
Hanuman, koji je bio veliki bhakta gospodina Ramachandra, njemu su pomoćni blagoslov.
So he was offered that he could get salvation. He could get salvation.
Njemu je ponuđeno spasenje.
Merge into the light of God.
Da se stopi sa svjetlošću Boga.
No, I don't want that.
Ne, želim to.
You are my master.
Ti si moj gospodar.
I am your servant.
Ja sam tvoj sluga.
I want that, never to forget that.
Ja nikad ne želim to zaboraviti.
If I take that impersonal salvation, I forget everything.
Ako prihvatim to impersonalno spasenje, onda ću sve zaboraviti.
I want to serve you eternally.
Želim te služiti vječno.
But you have to take a blessing. What blessing do you want?
Pa uzmi neki blagoslov, kakav blagoslov želiš.
So, no, but I don't need any blessing. I'm quite happy just if I can serve you.
Ali meni ne treba nikakav blagoslov, ja sam sretan samo da te služim.
My job is giving blessings.
Moj posao.
Your job is receiving blessings.
Moj posao je primanje blagoslova.
So what blessing I can give you?
Kako ti ja blagoslov mogu dati?
Then he asked for an unusual blessing.
Ja ne tražim uobičajen blagoslov.
He said, you see, I love you so much.
Vidiš, ja te toliko volim.
I'm your servant.
Ja sam tvoj sluga.
But sometimes I feel so much affection for you.
Ponekad osjećam toliko ljubav prema tebi.
I would like to hug you.
Ja bih te želio zagrliti.
Like a son hugs a father.
Kao što sin zagrli oca.
Can I have that blessing?
Da li mogu dobiti taj blagoslov?
Ram said, all right.
Ram Chandra je rekao, uvijek.
And he hugged him.
I zagrli oca.
And so, I don't know, you might see the picture sometime. It's not so common, but sometimes there's a picture of Hanuman embracing with Ram.
Možda ponekad možete vidjeti sliku Hanumana kako grli Rama Chandra, ta slika nije baš uobičajena.
That the Supreme God is a Supreme Person.
Svevišnji Bog je svevišnja osoba.
But He's not a material person.
Ali On nije materialistička osoba.
Doesn't get old.
On ne stari.
He doesn't die.
On ne umire.
Doesn't have any disease.
On nikad nije bolestan.
He knows everything.
On zna sve.
He is everywhere.
I On je svugdje.
But He's also a Supreme Person.
A On također je vrhovna osoba.
Just like in holy books, like in Quran, it says that Allah is all merciful. So to be, he says he's all most beautiful. Should we surrender to him? So, like that, if a person is beautiful and if the person we should surrender to him, then. That means he's a person. But he's not material. So just like it says, his abode is not visible to us. Normally, God is not visible to us. But because he's supremely powerful. If he wants to,
ako želi,
he can make himself visible.
Može učiniti sebe vidljivim.
Why not? Who can stop him?
Zašto ne? Koga može zaustaviti?
So sometimes he comes here just to visit his devotees on earth.
Ponekad dolazi samo da posjeti svoje bhakte na zemlji.
And to give them his blessings.
Da bi im dao svoje blagoslove.
Out of his supreme mercy.
Zbog svoje svevišnje milosti.
Sometimes he doesn't come himself, but he sends his pure devotee.
Ponekad ne dolazi on sam, ne šalje svoga čistog bhakta.
He sends some spiritual master or some prophet or someone like that who comes to give the message.
Šalje svoga duhovnog učitelja ili svoga proroka, nekoga ko će prenijeti njegovu poruku.
So we should respect all the messengers of God. They may have different messages, similar messages, but slightly adapted to each time and place and circumstance. But this Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Lord Himself. So this is something very special. When the Lord Himself is being, it's called Bhagavad Gita, song of God. And this eighth chapter of Bhagavad Gita is for attaining the Supreme. It says in the glories of this eighth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Shiva explained to Parvati that by chanting this eighth chapter, one can go back to Godhead.
U slavama osmoga poglavlja Bhagavad Gita, gospodin Shiva objašnjava Parvati da osoba koja pjeva u osmom poglavlju može dostići svešnjeg gospodina.
She asked for the example.
Ona je tražila neki primjer.
You all know the example?
Znamo li svi primjer?
Would you like to hear?
Da li biste željeli čuti? Yes.
Okay, then Lord Shiva told the history.
Onda je gospodin Shiva ispričao povijest.
That once there was two families of devotees. How many of you are devotee families? How many of you have children? So these families had children also. They tried to train them to be Krishna conscious. They tried to give them the best of material and spiritual education. They taught them slokas. They taught them philosophy. They taught them the practical knowledge they need to survive in the world. Somehow, from this family, the boy married the girl of the other family. But they had a desire to see the world. Desire maybe to enjoy a little bit. They had their Krishna consciousness, but they were young and they wanted to enjoy and they wanted to have a good time and see the world, you know, that type of thing. Maybe the parents weren't so happy, but what could they do? This was their choice. Everyone has to learn and live their own experience. So they went on a journey around the world. Don't know how they're traveling anyway, I don't know. So they saw many countries, many places. And one day, it was very hot. And they were seated under an imli tree, a tamarind tree. And in the shade of the tamarind tree, the husband, he was thinking about their journeys. What are we doing? We're traveling all around. Everywhere people doing the same stupid things. Suffering the same sufferings in the material world. I mean, I must admit, after all this traveling, I'm beginning to feel bored. What is it? What is really the absolute truth? What is the spirit, the real living force of life?
šta je duh, šta je ona temeljna životna sila.
I mean, we're seeing people suffering and enjoying and suffering and enjoying. What is this law of karma?
Vidimo ljudi kako patiju, živaju, patiju, živaju. Šta je taj zakon karme?
I would like to have some of these questions answered.
Želim da mi se odgovori na neka od ovih pitanja.
And the wife said, you know,
žena je rekla, znaš,
when I was a child, my parents taught me a verse.
Kada sam bila djete, moji roditelji su me naučili jedan stih.
From 8th chapter Bhagavad Gita.
Iz 8. poglavlja Bhagavad Gita.
And the verse asks exactly the same questions.
Taj stih postavlja.
Arjuna asked this question of Krishna.
Arjuna je ta pitanje postavio Krishna.
He said,
Arjuna
uvacha, King Tat Brahma,
King Tat Brahma,
King Adhyatma, King Karma,
King Karma,
Purushottama,
Purushottama.
Pow! No sooner did she say that than the tree fell down.
Čim je to izgovorilo, drvo se srušilo.
That tree was the tree for executing criminals.
To drvo je bilo drvo na koje se vješalo kriminalce.
Hundreds and hundreds of criminals have been hung by the neck until death for their murders, assassinations and other serious crimes.
Stotine i stotine kriminalaca su obješeni na to drvo za svoje ubijstvo i druge zločine.
The ghosts, the subtle bodies of those, the disembodied souls of those criminals were stuck to that tree.
Duhovi tih kriminalaca koji nisu mogli steći novo tijelo su bili u tom drvetu.
They were all surrounding this couple waiting for the night to come to attack.
Svi su ovaj par čekajući noć da nam potom.
Just there waiting. When the night they become more powerful. And she quoted a verse from Bhagavad Gita. And they were all listening. So by hearing a verse from 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, they all got liberated. And when hundreds of souls like that got liberated at one time, it had such an impact the tree fell down.
Oslobođenje stotina duša u jednom trenutku imao takav utjecaj da se drvo srušilo.
And fell on the ground.
Pala je tlo.
You like that? And then,
onda,
something amazing happened.
Nešto čudesno se desilo.
Because they were all freed from their karma by hearing of words mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, the song of God. They achieved their spiritual forms of eternal blissful knowledge. And from the spiritual world, from the supreme abode, came a spiritual airplane, a big one. There were so many hundreds of people.
No, da iz duhovnog svijeta došla sjajna duhovna letjelica, velika, pošto je njih bilo mnogo.
Then this airplane, the spiritual airplane was brilliant like millions of suns.
Taj duhovni avion je bio sjajan kao milion sunaca.
It was like, wow, so brilliant. And
tako sjajan.
And it was making, it was vibrating transcendental sounds and prayers and vibrations. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Narayana. Sudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So the couple saw these souls get up onto the airplane. It went up, 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 up. The sun figured out what happened. We somehow, you said this mantra and all these souls were liberated. They just went back to Godhead. What was that mantra you said again? King Tat Brahma.
King Karma,
King Adhyatma, King Karma,
King Karma,
Purushottama,
Purushottama.
That means, oh my Lord, oh Supreme Person. What is Brahman? What is the Self? What are the fruitive activities? It's a half a verse. Half verse. Not the full verse, just half. So by half verse of chapter 8, hundreds of souls got liberated. So then, so well, it worked for them. The husband said, it worked for them. I know this works. So I'm going to chant this. So this is like a mantra, like we chant Hare Krishna every day. He started chanting this half verse. King Tat Brahma.
King Tat Brahma.
King Tat. King Adhyatman,
King Adhyatman,
King Karma Purushottama,
King Karma Purushottama,
King Tat Brahma,
King Tat Brahma,
King Adhyatman,
King Adhyatman,
King Karma,
King Karma
Purushottama,
Purushottama,
King Tat Brahma, King Adhyatman, King Karma Purushottama,
King Karma Purushottama.
Chanting, waiting, and all
that.
But he wasn't getting liberated. But he knew that it will work. I have all faith that worked for them. So they had gone back home and they are doing their devotional service, but he kept chanting this mantra. King Tat Brahma,
King
Adhyatma, King Karma Purushottama,
King Tat Brahma,
King Adhyatma,
King
Karma Purushottama,
King
Tat Brahma, King Adhyatma,
King Adhyatma,
King Karma Purushottama,
I'm
not Lord Shiva told Parvati that something amazing happened.
Gospodin Shiva je rekao Parvati da se nešto zadivljujuće desilo.
In a spiritual world,
u duhovnom svijetu,
Narayana, the majestic form of Krishna,
Narayana, veličanstveni oblik Krishna,
he started smiling.
On se počeo smiješiti.
And Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, the spiritual energy,
a duhovna energija, boginja Lakshmi, boginja sreće,
everything ultimately is a person.
Sve na kraju kraju osoba.
So spiritual energy is also personal.
Duhovna energija je također osoba.
So this spiritual energy saw that Narayana is like laughing, kind of smiling. He said, why is he smiling for especially today, like special something?
I ta duhovna osoba je vidjela kako se Narayana smiješi, nešto je posebno danas, on se smiješi.
He said, well, there's this Brahmana, Vaishnava, who's chanting half a verse of 8th chapter Bhagavad Gita every day.
Pa ima taj Brahmana koji svaki dan mantra pola stiha iz 8. poglavlja Bhagavad Gita.
I'm wondering what blessing to give him.
I želim mu dati neki blagoslov.
What should I give him?
Koji ću mu blagoslov dati?
Then he called Vishaksena, he's the commander of all the force of the Lord.
On je pozvao Vishaksena, zapovjednika njegovih snaga.
Bring him up. Bring him and his wife up.
Dovedi njega i njegovu ženu ovom gore.
Because the wife is the guru that taught him, so he has to come too.
Žena mu je bila guru koja ga je to naučila, zato i ona mora doći.
So, then they sent Vishnudutas down and picked him up and brought him back to the spiritual
world. Dali Vishnudute koji se pokupili, doveli u duhovni svijet.
Hrivo!
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 Natnuvanti mahatmana samsiddhin paramam gata
samsiddhin paramam gata.
So somebody, like the previous verse tells us, for one who always remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain. Because of his constant engagement in devotional service. So if we constantly do devotional service, so normally people pray to God, give me money, give me wealth, give me honey, give me this, give me that. There's a verse in one of the Vedas that talks about different kinds of worshippers in different modes. Said in the mode of goodness, they're praying, Jagat Shanti, let the world be peaceful, let the people be peaceful, let the families be peaceful, let everybody be peaceful, let there be happiness on earth and happiness in the universe and happiness for all and good fortune for everyone, and like that's their prayer.
Neka bude mir za ljude, neka bude mir za porodice, neka bude mir za svijet, neka svi budu miroljubivi, neka bude sreća za svi.
Said the same thing?
Yes.
Yeah. And then, in the mode of passion,
u gumi strasti,
the worshipper is saying, give me money, give me a house, give me a good wife, give me a good life, give me a good money, give me good fame, give me good power, give me... And then ignorance. Destroy my enemies. Give me wine, give me whiskey, give me... So many women will mention all those things. A different kind of worshipper, but the pure devotee, he wants to serve the Lord. And he does serve the Lord. We serve the Lord in order to serve the Lord. The means and the end is not different. So it says by doing that, it's easy to achieve Krishna.
I radići to ovako je dostići Krišnu.
But it's hard to find anyone who's doing like that.
Ali teško je naći onoga ko to zaista čini.
So when you say, I'm chanting names of God, I'm worshiping God, I'm trying to... Then people think, you know, I mean, The good people they appreciate, but some people think you must be crazy. What are you doing that for?
Ти каже, ти я божок господня пів нього імена. Які люди коли добре чити пацієнта, вони пише речі полісти люди, за що радість.
Of course, we have our beads, and then people that do tasbih, they see this, oh, this is very nice, they appreciate, but some people appreciate. Christians have their rosary. No, I don't know how many do it, but so we have our beads and we also chant the names of God. And this is how we always remember the Lord. So by remembering the Lord, it's easy to achieve Him. So by chanting every day, we're going to remember. Just like that son who was every day singing a mantra from Bhagavad Gita, that way he was remembering God. So one interesting, I was thinking though, because today even a parent asked me what to do with our children. You can see the importance when they're young to teach them slokas. Sometimes it may save their life. Like Gajendra Moksha, Gajendra was delivered by remembering a verse from a previous life. And this, the wife saved them both by remembering a verse she remembered when she was a child. So like that, we make our life, we organize in such a way, whether we're householders or whether we're brahmacharis, Krihe tako bone tako sada hari bole dako. Grihe tako bone tako sada hari bole dako. Grihe tako means those who live in the household life. Bone tako means who's living in the renounced orders. Like brahmacharis and sannyasis. And so everyone, sada hore bole dako, everybody should be chanting the names of Hari. Hari is short for Hare Krishna.
Hari is krashna Hare Krishna.
So this is a very important verse. This verse Prabhupada quotes so many times. Because normally everybody is born has to die. And everybody who dies has to be born again. But here it says punarjanma, the rebirth. And the life in this miserable material temporary world. Na nuvanti.
Na nuvanti.
They don't get it again. Why? Because they achieve these great souls. They get all perfection and achieve the ultimate destination. So who are these great souls? That's referring to the people in the previous verse who are always remembering Krishna. So how many of you want to practice always remembering the Lord? How many want to come back again in this temporary world of miserable misery again and again birth after birth? Even if we come back, you see, we're willing to come back if there's some service.
čak i možda se želimo vratiti pozitivnim umom, što zaslužimo.
But we don't want to come back because we want to come back. We're willing to come back, serve the Lord anywhere. We shouldn't want to come back here as just like because we want to enjoy here or something. That's stupidity. Every religious teacher advises us to try to achieve God. I mean, here in Bosnia, we experienced for a period kind of a living hell. In other parts of the world now, there's that kind of a, maybe there's a similar type of hellish situation going on. You never know when everything turns to some hellish situation. So this material world is unpredictable. That's why we should try to be fully Krishna conscious, fully God conscious. I was told that there's some devotees that want to see me. Like a lot. And so what we thought that we do is to give is that I have since I hadn't been here for 2 years now. I don't know, there was some problem last year getting the visa. Almost didn't get the visa this year, but somehow we got it. Thanks to Damodar Prem worked hard on that. But even they closed the embassy. I was still sitting there waiting. They said, okay, we'll give a special permit, you can wait in case some special message comes from Bosnia. The office closed at 1 for outside people. I waited until 2. Still no news. Then I got some message. It's just coming, it's coming. Wait a little longer. If I don't go, I miss my flight. So, okay, I wait some more time. I wait till the last minute I can. Finally, just before I was going, they said, okay, it's the message arrived from Boston. 6 hours I was waiting in the embassy. I got the first hand information. I can give you lessons about Bosnian embassy. Yeah, the person in charge who was there overseeing the visa section in London, England. He didn't know English.
In London.
He was a nice. He was turned out to be nice. Mr. Dragon. So anyway, I'm thankful they gave me the visa. Glories to them. But anyway, last year, 2004, we went on a Ganga safari to South India. We call it Narsingha safari. And so I thought that we could show you the Narsingha safari. Maybe here there's because there's a number of devotees who went. Vaikuntha Nitai, you were there?
No.
You were not there?
No.
Who was there? Okay, we got Daksha Prabhu and Shivas. Shamananda. So you can have a group by the mic and they can tell people what's happening. Also, this safari has been, and the safari before that, which was the Ganga safari to the ocean. Mayapur to the ocean. Very interesting. With crocodiles. Biting crocodiles. And that has been written by Teja Gorangi. And in, translated into, written in Serbo Croatian. And published as a book, which is available over there by the buttons. Here, over there in the back. Here, he's holding one up. So there's very few books I have in this language. I mean, that about anything I do that's in this language. So take advantage. You can see what I'm really like. I don't even know what she wrote. Because I can't read it. But tells a lot of nice things, and there's some classes and different things in there. And if you want, if you get one, I'll sign your copy. If you can catch me. So why don't you set up the, while he's setting up the video projector, I can answer some questions. And then who's coordinating the darshan? Then I'll go in one of the back rooms. So you give people numbers and they can just go in one at a time. Who's the urgent people that... Is any question on the class today? Yes.
So the Maharaj was speaking a lot today about suffering. So I had experience in my life when I was suffering. I was helped very much by older devotees. So when I see them suffering out of sheer thankfulness, I would like to help them somehow, but I don't know what is the proper Vaishnava etiquette when they suffer from someone else.
And well, grihasthas are allowed to give I don't know what type of suffering or what kind of help. You can give counseling, you can give charity, you can give... In the name of the Lord, you can give a charity. Krishna says, in my name, whatever is given. He accepts it. They have in Chopati, they have a committee for helping people that have problems. And they anonymously give the help so that nobody has to feel that, okay, I got money from this person, but if they really need help, they may give some help in some anonymous way.
Anonimno, tako ako nekom treba namčana pomoć, da se osoba ne bi osjećala obavezna prema toj i toj osobi koja je dala namoć.
So, sometimes, one thing is people often need help just to know that others care.
A nekada je ljudima potrebna pomoć tek toliko da znaju da drugi brinu o njima.
One devotee told me today that they thought that I was like nobody really cared about them.
jedan bakti mi je danas rekao kako mi, kako misle, u stvari nikud ne brinemo.
So we can be more like a family and show that we care about each other. Stoga that also is very important. You want to use this?
Stoga mi smo trebali više biti to porodice, pokazati jednu drugim da brinemo za njih.
I know one time a girl told me that she was going to a Namahata meeting.
By
motorcycle. And there was, and she had an accident. So when you have an accident with a motorcycle, it's usually serious because. So she was in the hospital. And that didn't bother her. I mean, things happen. But what really disturbed her was everybody from the Namahat knew she was coming and she didn't arrive. Nobody asked about her. Nobody phoned her up. Nobody went to the airport, to the hospital to see her. I mean, I think maybe sometime we're too impersonal, we think that, you know, this is all Maya or something. But, like, I remember one time I stepped on a nail. I cramped on my foot. I stepped on a nail on my foot. And then Prabhupada wrote me a letter. I don't know how he found out. He found out that I stepped on a nail. My dear spiritual son, Jaya Pataka Das, you know, please, I heard you stepped on a nail. Please, I'm very concerned about your health. You must take care of your health. It's important that, and he wrote me this beautiful letter, you know, just because I stepped on a nail, telling him, giving me all kinds of nice spiritual advice and care. So Prabhupada, he didn't think it was, you know, something mundane, that it was an opportunity to guide me what I should do. And I, so sometimes the most important thing we can do is just let people know that we care.
Jednostavno, nekad je najvažnija stvar koju trebamo učiniti, da staviti ljudima do znanja da nam je stalo.
It's not Maya.
To nije Maya.
To care about another Vaishnava and to help them. Whether it's moral support or practical or whatever. Any other question? Daksha Das, the 4 billion year man.
It's again a question about, but not the stupid like this morning. I have a question connected with morning lecture. You said that even once in a day of Brahma. Krishna is coming, but not Panchatattva and not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every time when Krishna is. Not that he comes every time and they come. But what's happening in that time when they are not coming, still some incarnation is coming.
Some other incarnation comes.
Some Gaura Narayan or something. But I heard something, but I don't know exactly.
Znači, jutro sam govorili da jednom danu u mjesec Krishna pojavljuje, ali se nakon njega se pojavljuje gospodin Garanga, ali ne Panchatattva, ali ne svaki put. Ali sam nekde čuo da se pojavi neka druga inkarnacija umjesto Panchatattva.
Why don't you just put the original, why do you do that? Why don't you just put the original plugs in? This way you don't get any grounding. Make it a shock. Unless it doesn't work. I mean, there's another, I read it a few times, that there's another Vishnu avatar who comes. In a covered form. But, which exact name, I can't remember right now. But there's a form that comes in, but it's not Lord Chaitanya.
It
can still be the process of chanting the names of
Brahma.
Because right now he did come, we're so absorbed in trying to remember him that it's kind of academic to what comes when he's not around, but that someone else comes.
Znači, on je sad došao i toliko smo skoncentrirani na sjećanje na njega, da je ono tu čisto akademska stvar sada znati šta je ako on ne dođe.
This projector sometimes overheats. We need either a fan or some devotee to fan it.
Možda ima neki ventilator ili neko da vladi ovaj projekta da se učin te grijeva.
I don't think a fan with a such a holy fan would. She's got a. Bring it, put it higher so everybody can see.